Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast.
Entrepreneur, author, and WBFF fitness pro Diana Shalow is well known for her online fitness training, conferences, and retreats. She owns Hitch Fit Gym in Kansas City, and they work with people in over 70 countries, helping transform their bodies and lives by adopting a healthy lifestyle. And when you heard Diana on the podcast, she talked about her five-year goals, talked about keynote speaking, binging The Bachelor. We talked about cheat foods and personal trainers, seeing Dave Matthews Band in concert, growing up in Vermont, playing basketball as a kid, cheering on the NFL Chiefs, meeting famous people like Mario Lopez and Emmett Smith. She even shared a near-death story. And stop me if you've heard this before, Diana talked about nutrition and her approach to meal planning.
I do. Yeah. My husband, Micah, and I, we have an online personal training platform. We've worked with people online for 14 years. We were one of the very first in the online training space. So yeah, we put together people's nutrition and their workouts, and we've helped literally thousands of people over the years, just, you know, work on those new habits and, you know, whether it's weight loss or building muscle and go through, you know, their own personal transformations. So, yeah, I mean, I do that for them, and I do that for myself as well. Mm-hmm. I would say my approach is just a balanced approach to eating. That's kind of what I've always done. I had my own transformation journey back in 2005. I was 50 pounds overweight and 50 pounds more than I am now. And it was just, I was miserable, you know, and I didn't feel well. I wasn't happy with how my body looked or how my body felt. So that was, I kind of had this aha moment where I was like, I have to change, you know, what I'm doing. And a lot of that was eating. I had very unhealthy eating habits. And so that's what I did. I changed everything, and I started to see my body change, and I literally never have gone back, because I enjoy this and I enjoy how this feels. So I never want to go back to what I was doing before.
Yeah, fair enough. And so what were the unhealthy eating habits? Like, were you, it was just like eating too much or the wrong things, or like eating after 10 at night, or like, what was it?
Yes, it was all those. I had a major issue with compulsive overeating. So it was one of those things. And a lot of people struggle with this. It's a hidden behavior. And so, you know, sometimes people will be like, oh, I eat healthy, I don't know why I'm losing weight. But then they have hidden behaviors where they're getting into the closet at night and they're, you know, eating a whole bag of chips or cookies or just kind of binging at night when no one is watching. And that's what I would do. I would basically starve myself throughout the day. I would get to the point where I was so hungry, and at the end of the night, I would just kind of have this really terrible behavior of just massively over consuming. And it came from a place of, you know, sadness. And, you know, I was struggling with some just, you know, just a little bit of, I don't call it depression, but it was kind of on the verge of that. And so for me, setting this goal and then developing the discipline that it took to achieve that goal, especially with my eating habits, it changed my body, but it also gave me this freedom. Like, it was like, I felt so trapped by that behavior. So when I figured out, oh, wait, I can change my mind about this, I can discipline my behaviors, it kind of opened up this freedom for me of just like, I could, you know, breathe and relax and know that I could absolutely control all my eating behaviors. And, you know, that just, it opened up so many more doors for me too, but it was more that just like, oh, okay, I do have control of this behavior and I can make great choices and, you know, do something more with my life too.
Stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.